going to start recording. Oh. There's a shooting in Kearney?
Yeah.
In Kearney?
In Kearney by the new luxury Vermeil apartments.
Oh, fantastic. That's great. So we're going to start this podcast off with violence.
Yeah.
Hello, everyone. It's Matt DeFede from Realty Executives Elite Homes and Jacqueline McHugh, also from Realty Executives Elite Homes. And I think her name is Caitlin Dalton.
Mm-hmm.
Dalton. And she likes being on the podcast. Look how happy she is, right?
Hey, everyone.
So just want to make sure they can hear you. Say hello. My name is Caitlin.
Hello. My name's Caitlin.
There you go. Perfect. So what are we discussing today? We kind of started this off like we usually do with no topic. So let's look at topics. So I'm looking at the newspaper for Belleville. By the way, did you know we're having our big trunk or treat in October?
No way.
Yeah. Really? Big trunk or treat. Yeah.
It's going to be a big one.
Mm-hmm. You'll see it and hear more about it in the upcoming weeks. Yes, we're already thinking about October because that's the kind of real estate office we are. We are at the forefront of everything real estate in Nutley, Belleville, Bloomfield, Clifton, North Arlington, Lyndhurst.
You know what else go is on October? And on.
What's October?
My birthday.
So is mine.
Really?
Yeah.
October what?
What's yours?
24th?
Mine's the 30th.
Oh, you're the day before Halloween?
Day before Halloween, yes.
Yours is the 25th.
Really?
My daughter.
That's a bunch of Scorpios.
So let's talk local. So we just came back from the Nutley Dunkin' Donuts over on Kingsland, where there was a brood of young men making obscene gestures in the Dunkin' Donuts window.
Yes. And this may be the same group of young men who... I hear riding around town terrorizing.
Are they? Yeah. Like, really? People are, like, they're terrorizing people?
No, not terrorizing. Basically, they're riding around town in the middle of the street, in traffic, cursing at cars who are telling them, please get out of the street, stuff like that.
I'm sure they weren't using the word please.
They weren't. They probably weren't.
So I'm looking at the Nutley Journal here. Class of 2023. I can't believe that already. You know, you ever go through this paper? Probably not, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Local students doing well in college. Belleville Police will be hosting two events for residents. The Farmers Market in Nutley is back. That's what we talk about. We go local, real estate, and then we do entertainment, remember?
You know what, though? The Farmers Market's better this year. I think it's a lot better.
Is it?
Yeah. There's
Rotary Club.
Vendors, yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen it. Is it over by the old...
Ciccolini?
Rotary Club to honor New Jersey Nutley firefighters.
Oh, they're bringing that back, Ciccolini. I'm actually posting about that later.
What do you mean they're bringing it back?
They're fixing it. There was an article.
Who? What do you mean they're fixing it? There's no building there.
Yeah, they're like rebuilding it. Like they're starting it back up.
Wait, I wonder.
What do you mean they're bringing it back? You mean the development project? Or you're talking about they're not going to rebuild Ciccolini Brothers?
Let's
start that rumor. Hey, they're just going to, you know what? It was so damn hard to get this thing developed. We're just going to rebuild Ciccolini Brothers and bring them back.
Yeah, you heard it here first.
Yeah, we're rebuilding Ciccolini Brothers. Yes, sir.
Something you know, about.
You know what? Let's just put the Pancake Palace back as well.
Hey, you know what? Back. That is coming back.
The building over there by the theater not working out. Let's bring the Franklin Theater back as well.
So wait, where's Municipal Parking Lot 7? That's where
I have no idea. This ad got a little smushed. What happened? It's got a little smushed here. You know, here I'm looking through this here, and there's this Welcome to La Cecilia. I hear a lot of good things about it. Have you eaten there yet?
I haven't eaten there yet.
La Cecilia? We got to try it because people are telling me it's amazing. It's across from the town hall.
Wait, I did
this
have
takeout. This is what I'm posting today.
Ciccolini Project is alive and well in Nutley. Well, yeah, it's alive and well.
It
doesn't mean they're starting it. But yeah, it's a good thing to post in the community. If you guys want to follow us, she's talking about the Nutley Pulse. We also have the Belleville Post. And we have the Clifton Pulse. And we have the Montclair Pulse. And we have the Pulse of Bloomfield. We have all those publications that we own.
A plan is finally shaping up for the property formerly occupied by the Ciccolini brothers.
Ciccolini.
Ciccolini.
What kind of Italian are you?
Fakest one ever.
It's confirmed. That is where it is this year. I thought they moved the farmer's market.
Well, it's still over there.
It's still over there, yeah.
Yeah. I'm looking at this here. The Summerfest. Did they have that? We had that already, Summerfest, right?
We did.
Did that go on already?
It did.
Did you go to that at all?
I didn't.
No?
But I did. It was very crowded. I drove by it.
Pete's Deli's voted the number one eggplant in Nutley. Is that true?
It's very good eggplant.
Really?
Yeah, it is.
I tried going there one time. I went there one time. It wasn't anything special. I mean, everybody raves about it. I'm sure maybe, you know.
Everyone raves about it, so that's what I did. And I grew up in Nutley, so all of my friends, everybody went there for their sandwiches.
It's in an odd spot, too. Yeah. It's like in a weird spot also.
Which is why everyone is kids. We just drove our bikes there. But I never had their eggplant as a kid, because who gets an eggplant sandwich as a kid? So I tried it when I was an adult, and it was absolutely amazing.
Well, now that we're done.
I did get takeout from La Cecilia, whatever, and I didn't think it was that great.
You just said you didn't have it.
I never ate there.
Oh, okay.
I did get takeout.
I know there's a couple new coffee places in town. We got Cupoli, that's one. There's another one, Groundworks, where the old yogurt place used to be on Franklin Ave all the way down there.
They all look very nice.
Oh, I'm very upset about that yogurt place.
Why? You liked it?
I loved it. That was like my spot after like middle school.
Good really?
Vibes. There's good vibes on Franklin Ave.
Well, what was it called? Yolish or like Yodelite, something like that. My friends and I loved that after, because I went to Holy Family for middle school, so we would like walk over after.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm telling you, good vibes is good.
Now that we're talking about local, and let's talk a little real estate, because, you know, if you look at the inventory, we checked today, what was it, like nine homes?
Nine
homes on the market?
Yeah.
That's it. That's it. I had a realtor call me from Ridgewood before because she wanted my input on her clients looking in town, and she was like, you know, they're getting $650 for Cambridge Heights. I go, that's insane. That amount of money for Cambridge Heights. I think people are paying over the appraisal. And I think the problem is the lack of inventory.
Well, that's it, yeah. They just need something.
It's definitely the lack of inventory. And again, like where I think we're going to see, August is usually the slowest month of the year, aside from like December.
Right, like,
but I think we're going to see like September a pop and more listings coming on the market. Because I think people are becoming more accustomed to the higher rates right now.
I think so too.
Think that's what's going on.
Or the people who have never seen rates at this are starting to realize that it's normal. It is a normal.
Yeah. Rate. Well, we're at 7.5. We're probably going to go up again. Yeah. Probably going to go up again. I mean, I looked the other day, even Zillow, you know, everybody loves Zillow so much.
Mm-hmm.
I think they said this year there was a 6 or 7% increase in home prices. And next year they're expecting another 6 and 7% increase in home prices.
Wow.
But consumer stuff is still, like I'm buying a new door for my house. Last year my contractor told me the door was $1,200. This year it's $3,200.
Holy cow.
Yeah, that's inflation.
Double,
Almost double the price. Almost double the price. But at least you got Belleville here, too.
Cars came down, though. Remember, cars were crazy because they,
the problem is the interest rate. Used cars came down, but new cars, you still got to deal with the interest rate. Well, the Belleville police did a torch run. Okay. Belleville's doing a massive amount of building. He put a full page in Belleville for us also? I didn't tell him to do that. Maybe he gave us
a free bone.
Maybe, but, you know, this ad was not, it shrunk. They squished it. I don't know why. I think that it looks like the size has changed. I don't know what the hell's going on there. But, all right. So, Caitlin, so you're going back to school.
Yes. So excited.
When are you going back? Another 2 weeks?
August 19th.
So, as a young person, when it comes to real estate, any thoughts of real estate, like buying a home or no?
Buying a home? I'm not there yet. I am not even close to there yet.
Really?
No.
Well, what does the young generation think about home ownership?
I don't think we really think about it yet.
Or about real estate in general. Like, do you guys ever talk about, you know, when you get out of college, do you want to buy an investment property? Do you, you know, is there any discussion ever about goals in real estate?
Or money?
This is a very parents' money generation. I think everyone's going to move back home for a bit.
See, and that, she makes a good point, because the next generation, they're not buying homes.
No.
Not I don't right even think away. They're thinking about buying
not
homes.
Not when we did. Not in 23, 24 years old, because that's when I bought my first house.
Yeah.
I was going to say, real estate doesn't really come up. in my conversations with my friends.
Being an influencer does. Yes. And being on Instagram and being on YouTube.
What just happened over the weekend. That influencer put that there was a free PlayStation.
You saw that? What was that about?
In the city, right?
Yes. And he was arrested for inciting riots. He was arrested,
He went on Instagram, or what did he go on, Instagram, or he went on TikTok?
Twitch. Is that what it's called, right?
Twitch?
Yeah.
Twitch really is another.
So that means it's your...
All gamers and stuff. Yeah. It's all gamers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he announced that he was giving away free PlayStations. I don't know if it was multiple or just one, and... He said, Union Square Park?
Union Square Park. Yeah.
And then thousands of people showed up riding.
I saw that. And that was all from one guy on social media.
Yeah, all from one
guy. The cops, too, were like, you can't do that. Like, you need a permit to just sell stuff here or just give stuff out here.
Was he giving stuff out?
No, it was the PlayStation.
I think it was one or several.
He had one PlayStation he was giving out.
It was just the one? What something like the cops got involved, and then people started like kids started like coming at the cops, and it was.
But
like,
I don't even think he was giving anything away.
Great idea, I got a great idea. I got a great idea. How about for our trunk or treat, we give raffles.
A raffle, yeah.
We draw raffles, and I give away a PlayStation.
Apparently, they're very popular.
Yeah, really.
Thousands of people showed up.
You think we should do that? You think we need to do that?
I don't think you need to. Like the turnout is going to be.
I don't want to cause a riot.
We'll have a riot in the streets, Franklin Avenue. You think Nelly Cobb's going to handle that? I don't think so.
All right, and I'll be arrested for inciting a riot. And a local broker gets arrested for giving away a PlayStation. You get a free cup of coffee at the Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah.
But first, you got to push your way through the gaggle of teenagers over there making obscene gestures on Kingsland.
They'll be the ones to start the riot.
I didn't know. This is new. This is all new. You know, my kids have been out of school now, and I didn't. I this first time I saw these gestures.
Yeah, it's all new to me.
I've never seen maybe that before.
Maybe that's how they say hi to each other.
I hope not. Guys, we can't really describe on air what those gestures is to. It's too X-rated, but...
Yeah, but you know what's funny? I wonder if their parents drove by and caught them doing that, what their parents would say.
Yeah.
Because I know my father would have pulled the car over and beat the living shit out of me on the street.
God. He would have killed my son. Kicked me in my... I would have grabbed him by his hair, put him in the car.
Right. I got beat with a wiffle ball bat one time. You ever get hit with a wiffle ball bat?
No.
You know how that hurts against your legs when you're wearing shorts? Oh, and it was going through the air making a noise, too. Whoom, whoom. It was like, pow, whoom, pow, whoom, pow.
Well,
it hurt.
There are pleads on Facebook, on the Nutley parents page, for their parents. If they have, you know, middle school age kids out there on their bikes, if one is your child, like, please pull them aside, talk to them.
Oh, they're talking about this group right here?
I think it's this group. It has to be.
So how long has this been going on?
All summer.
It's like a gang. It's a gang.
It's you know, they're out of school. Yeah. And they're out all day, which is good. Like I said, I promote bike riding. I promote all that, except, you know, the standards of behavior. You can't be, you know, cursing people at people in cars.
Jackie's face.
It's like, I was like, what the hell is that?
Even the girls, too. One time I went to Starbucks, and there was, like, this group of, like, 12-year-old girls sitting on the corner. And they were, like, then there was, like, two, I want to say a brother and sister, like, sitting by the one on Franklin Ave, like, by the table.
Right.
Yeah.
And they were, like, terrorizing, like, this brother and sister just, like, yelling across the parking lot. And I was like, what?
Well, Starbucks has cleaned up a little bit over there, because I remember when they always had that garbage can outside. It was always overfilled, garbage all over the place. Mm-hmm. The cigar place was getting wrappers and stuff in front of it. Mm-hmm. They got rid of the garbage can. But made sense to me.
Guess what? It was the same way inside. I started walking into Starbucks, and there was garbage all over. And I'm like, wait, who's on duty?
Is it a new owner?
It has to be a new manager? Yeah, it has to be a new manager. So, and he's keeping it clean. They had somebody there that kept it spotless, and then he left. And then he came back. They must have said, please come back. And then he left again.
Well, I don't know. I'm not a big fan of Starbucks. I'm not a Starbucks guy. Every time I go there, I just get irritated with the people behind the counter.
Yeah.
You know, because I don't know the whole process of ordering my coffee. And what it's a floppy latte, flippy flotty, whatever the hell it is, with a
frappe.
Little bit. And I don't even know where to stand. I'm standing at the front of the store like an idiot, waiting.
I always mobile order. Yeah. So you know? Walk in, it's there, it's ready.
And then you go over to the side where everybody's lingering, waiting for their coffee, and you're kind of like, standing around in the little pit of judgment. Because people are putting their names on there. You got to put like a funny name on there, like Mr. Dick, you know, or something like that. That's what I'm going to do. What's your name?
I think in our schools now we have a new language, Starbucks, instead of French, Italian.
Starbucks.
You walk and you can actually learn how to order a coffee.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm a Dunkin' Donuts guy. I mean, there's only two players out there. It's Dunkin' Donuts and Starbucks.
That's it. But all these little local places.
Hardcore one.
I don't think these little local places are going to last.
You don't? Cupley is doing really well.
I don't know. Is it?
Yeah, it is busy. What's
the difference?
The parking situations is weird, and I think Cupley is doing well because they park in the.
Is it Cupley or Cupley?
Cupley. You know what? I don't even know.
That's what I'm saying. Is it Cupley, Cupley, and then there's Groundworks? Yeah. I mean, how many? Maybe we should open up our own coffee shop.
Right there.
Yeah, we just do it right there.
I'm thinking it's along U because there's a consonant next to the U, and I would think it's Cupley instead of Cupley. If it was Cupley, wouldn't it be C-U-P-P?
I don't know. It looks like Cupley to me. Cupley makes sense. It's a coffee place.
I would think Cupley, too. It's because of the cup.
Yeah.
You know what, guys? You're probably right.
I don't know. If you're listening, let us know. What's your store called?
They're still working on that Hudson room, whatever that's called, I see over there.
I can't wait to see that, though.
I don't even know what it's supposed to be like.
You know what I forgot about, though? You know it's not getting any press?
What?
The Woodcroft Steakhouse. Is that what it's called? Mm-hmm. On Washington? What happened? That fizzled. Like, I don't hear anything about that.
I've been there. The food's okay. It's quite expensive.
So maybe it's just okay.
It's a little more expensive than the typical restaurant in Nutley. And you're kind of like on the outskirts. You're almost in Belleville.
Yeah.
Franklin Steakhouse.
Is it pretty? I've never been.
It's nice inside. I mean, it looks better than when it was American Bistro, that dirt hole.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay.
Everyone went to American Bistro because it was cheap and you got a lot of food.
Right.
You know? Mm-hmm. But yeah, it doesn't look like the inside. Okay. Oh, well.
Yeah, I can't wait. That place on Franklin Ave is going to be more upscale, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited. You know what I'd love to see? In the On3, I would love to see a rooftop.
They are going to have a rooftop.
Are they really?
They're going to have a rooftop bar, I believe, on top of
the... overlooking Manhattan. That will be amazing.
Well, I don't know if you're going to see Manhattan. Well, you probably will.
I'm thinking you will.
But they're building two Marriotts, I think it is.
Oh, two?
There's two of them going up. And they're going to have... One of them is going to have a rooftop bar and everything else. That would be nice.
I think that would be amazing.
You know? I always said that the future of the town is hinged upon what happens in that development over there. You know, depending on what they do, you know. But
I also think the north end of town is going to be greatly affected by whatever they decide on.
North, Cellini. Yes. South end of town, I don't know what they're doing down that way. The last development on the south end of town was what, the dollar store?
Yeah.
Which?
That's the new Burger King. How long ago was that? I don't know.
Oh, that was forever. Yeah, that was forever. I remember I was young.
They've done nothing.
They moved Burger King in order to make that place.
Yeah. Remember, I was young enough to still go in the play area, and I was like, me and all my friends were mad that the play area was gone. So that one had to be a long time ago.
I would love to see more retail on the north end where Cicalline is. I mean, I really don't want to see apartment built. At least I don't want to see any apartments.
There's going to be apartments built there. There's no doubt there's going to be apartments. There's going to be apartments over here, too, though. Like, On3 is putting apartments up, too.
That's like, okay.
Yeah. But I think it's going to be on the Clifton side. I think the beef is that a lot of stuff goes on the Clifton side. Clifton gets your taxes.
Our infrastructure just can't handle. Like,
Belleville's building is out of control, and that's definitely going to affect our town here. Yeah. No doubt about it. It's going to affect the town. You know that.
Yeah.
It's going to affect the town. And the traffic alone is going to affect the town. You know, sometimes on a Saturday, it's like a parking lot on Franklin Avenue. You can't get anywhere, you know? A lot of congestion.
Well, when school lets out, too, it's... Wow. It's...
Whoa.
It takes 20 minutes to get from one end of town to the other.
But, you know, going back to real estate, home prices in town are still... Median price home is about almost $600,000 right now.
And that's crazy because not too long ago, the median set was like $400,000, upper threes.
And for $600,000, you get yourself a side hall colonial that was built in 1928 with 1.5 bath, and you're not getting a big piece of property either.
And it's not completely renovated. It's not, brand new on the inside.
And you got more million-dollar homes in Nutley now, too. We never had that before. The million-dollar home started maybe a year or two ago.
Right.
You know?
And now we're getting those numbers.
It's crazy. It's crazy. But, we'll see what happens in September. Hopefully, we'll do another podcast before then.
I'm interested to see what Vreeland Avenue sold for. You know, your original listing that you sold to the Now it just went up.
Probably sold for $8.25, probably a little bit more.
I'm thinking more, yeah.
Well, he did have more before that, and then it went back.
It was a really finely done house on the inside.
Did you go inside it?
No, I saw all the pictures.
Well, it was really nice done.
It was different. It wasn't your typical gray on white on gray. It was really different materials.
Well, hopefully it sells for a good number, because then that sets the precedence across, you know, all the other ones. But I think that's all we got today.
Wait, what else do you want to talk about? SpongeBob.
Here's our entertainment segment.
Go ahead. Here's our entertainment segment.
In case you guys were wondering, Ariana Grande is now dating SpongeBob on Broadway, Ethan Slater, and how they met was because they're both filming Wicked.
They're making a movie out of Wicked?
Yeah.
They are.
With Ariana Grande?
She's Glinda.
Oh, my God.
And then SpongeBob's the Munchkin, and they just... I don't even know. They just, I guess, fell in love there.
Why, is he a little person?
No.
He's not.
Oh.
No.
And then he left his wife and his 11-month-old baby and is now with Ariana Grande.
Oof. And she dyed her eyebrows blonde and her hair. And
yeah,
she looks
wait,
like
I have to show you a picture.
Pink Floyd. Remember when he...
he shaved his eyebrows? The lead singer of Pink Floyd.
Yeah, I'm like, ew, what happened, Ariana?
There's a picture and they look really scary. Hold on, I have to find it. And then you can go. But the people were really wondering.
Well, we can't see it. This is the podcast.
True. Well, I mean, the SpongeBob is
Well, she was with Pete Davis, so you know.
She needs eyeglasses. She can sing, but she can't see.
Well, now there's all this slander about her, how she's apparently like this serial
homewrecker.
Homewrecker. Wow. Hmm. Are you done looking for photos?
Look at this.
Oh my God! He looks like SpongeBob.
My God!
I didn't know that pictures can get worse.
But that one,
yeah,
that's bad.
He
can make onions cry. Is that what we say?
Yes, he can haunt a house. Since we're talking about Halloween, he can haunt a house.
What is it?
I actually saw him on Broadway, and he sounded exactly like SpongeBob.
Well, there you go. There you have it, guys. And on that, I'm going to end the note. I'm going to end the show on that note. We just learned Ariana Grande's affection or affinity for SpongeBob. Hopefully, we'll do another one of these podcasts soon. Until then, Matt DeFiti, Jacqueline McHugh, Caitlin Dalton from Realty Executives. Have a great day.